A much bigger percentage of young people go to college now than did in their grandparents' generation, which means there's still a fair number of people attending college who are among the first generation in their family to do so. Let's explore that and explore the supports that first-generation students get. Federal TRIO programs exist on many campuses. The Oregon TRIO Association puts a leadership conference on at Southern Oregon University today, which includes a number of first-generation students, including our three guests. Ricky Ruiz is an Oregon State Representative, a Democrat representing District 50 in Gresham, joins us by phone. Representative Ruiz, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure to be here.
We also have Rick Bailey, the president of Southern Oregon University. Who knew first-time college student or first-generation college student? Welcome, President Bailey.
Great. Good to be back with you, Jeff. Thanks.
And another first-generation student who should be known to Rogue Valley residents, Randy Weber, president of Rogue Community College. Randy, thank you for joining us in the studio.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So, Ricky Ruiz, start with your individual story. No previous generation in your family had gone to college. When did it become something you wanted to focus on?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for having me in your show. I really appreciate it. One of the things that I remember just from early age, I want to say middle school, was just being partnered up with TRIO. They were the only organization and program at the time that were really focusing on trying to get students, especially first-generation students, to pursue higher education or at least learn more about it. So I want to say since fourth grade, I was linked up with a TRIO mentor. And since then, from fourth grade up to graduation of high school, every single year they took us to a different campus. They taught us about different things. And as sooner we got to graduation from high school, we were having conversations about FAFSA and all the good stuff that goes behind the scenes for higher education. So TRIO was an organization that really, from a young age, gave me the confidence and the mindset of, like, you know, higher education can be an option and let's pursue it. So if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
That's pretty amazing. So that's like an 8-year drumbeat of, hey, Ricky, going to college.
Something like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But it wasn't always, you know, fully pressured, right? Like it was more of like, you know, we encourage higher education, but if higher education doesn't work out for you, there's other options. Right. Mm-hmm. So I love that and respected that. And I think, that really gave me the flexibility to kind of think of other options as well. And thankfully, higher education was the best option. And I got an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree. I'm currently working on a master's degree. Again, TRIO was phenomenal then, and they still continue to do that great work.
So, Rick Bailey, TRIO is not an acronym we discovered this week after a lot of exploring.
Right.
Yeah. So, what is it exactly?
Yeah. So, TRIO is actually a series of federal programs. It really started during the President Johnson administration in the War on Poverty. And then over the last, 60 years, there have been a series of programs like Student Success, like we host here at SOU, but also things like Upward Bound and other programs, all of which are designed to provide access for students who are traditionally underrepresented and really, really thinking about first-generation low-income students. BIPOC students, so that we can really give everyone that opportunity.
Was TRIO around to help you when you were first considering college?
It probably was, Jeff. And I'll be honest, I really didn't know about it. So as opposed to Representative Ruiz, I really didn't have that 8-year drumbeat. For me, it was really looking at high school, what was coming afterwards, and my dad had served in the military, and so the military was kind of my pathway. And ultimately, we were so naive about college opportunities that ultimately I went to the Air Force Academy because it was the one place as a high school student that was completely free. They actually sent me a airline ticket and everything. Now they shaved my head and all these other things when I got there. But that was my ticket. And in some ways, that was my version of TRIO. It was a very much a belonging. You are part of this group now, and we're going to get you to the finish line at the college graduation.
And Randy Weber, the president of Rogue Community College, I understand you didn't have TRIO either, but you had some things that helped you get engaged to higher education and stay stuck.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the TRIO director at the school, community college I attended is a president today in Arizona, and we joke about why I wasn't in TRIO way back when. But what TRIO does is it provides, as Rick was referencing, that sense of belonging and that those engagements and feeling like you are included. And fortunately for me, I was involved in college athletics, and it gave me those same senses. And if you think about a student who's first generation, they it's hard to have that mindset of I belong here. Everything feels different. You went because you want to break a cycle, but you don't know what success looks like. You just want different. And the beauty of what Trio provides is a network and a community of like-minded individuals who can say this is what it looks like. And the exposures our Trio students get when they go visit college campuses and they have mentors talk to them, as Ricky was referencing, that's priceless to a student who doesn't come from a background where post-secondary is a given.
We're talking about post-secondary education and getting people into it in the first generations of their families. And one of the things that helps is the federal TRIO programs. The Oregon TRIO Association is holding a student leadership conference at Southern Oregon University today, April 26th. Our guests are Randy Weber, the president of Rogue Community College, Rick Bailey, the president of Southern Oregon University, and State Representative Ricky Ruiz of Gresham, who came up through the TRIO programs and is a first-generation student at his family. Questions or comments from the listeners are welcome. We are live. You can send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Ricky Ruiz, how old were you when you first got elected to the legislature?
I was 25 years old.
Wow. And so that's not many steps after you emerged from college. Had you had your eyes set on a political job long ago?
Absolutely not. I wish I could. One of the things I tell my friends and colleagues is I wish I would have taken law classes when I was in college instead of taking Spanish and other stuff that I didn't really need, because I wish I would have known this was going to be my pathway. So it just kind of happened, you know, and I think also similar to TRIO, like there's just people and organizations that encourage you to kind of just think outside the box and pursue things that you kind of are not thinking of pursuing. And you know, I guess the legislature was one of those things. And gosh, it was one of the best decisions I've made, because now I get to work on policies and work on budget notes that, you know, continue programming like TRIO. You know, as a matter of fact, like 4 years ago, we installed, permanent funding to help organizations like TRIO continue their work in the state of Oregon. And we just did it again about a year ago. So it's just really fulfilling, and honestly, it's a blessing to be doing that work on the other side.
So let me understand, there is TRIO at Southern Oregon University. Is there TRIO at RCC as well?
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what kinds of supports do you give to those students, and is it geared to get them in? Is it geared to get them beyond 2-year college? What's the general focus there?
Yes, and so as President Bailey was referencing, there's different components to TRIO, and so we have two separate TRIO grants. One being what we call ETC, and that is where we have counselors in high schools working with students to get them to work on the college going rate. So they are the grant works through RCC. Project Youth Plus locally is a similar grant. So it's not getting every student to come to RCC. It's getting students to go to college. So that's one grant. The other grant we have is a student success grant, which is for our current students and the wraparound supports and services for them to be able to move forward. So we are fortunate to have supports for students for both, you know, increased participation and student success.
Do these programs gain an importance over time, Rick Bailey, given the birth dearth we're looking at here, where the people of available to go to higher education levels off?
I think that's a really good question, Jeff. I think the answer is yes, and I'll say it's particularly important in a state like Oregon. You know, Oregon ranks 43rd in the country in the percentage of students who go from high school directly into college. What that means to us is that there are so many students who are not being given that opportunity or not aware of that opportunity. I think what TRIO does is provide a doorway, a pathway. And I think the more Oregonians follow through that door, the better for the state. Because we are, especially for the three of us, your guests, we all understand the transformative effect of higher education. It's not just a mobility engine. It actually is something that can raise the quality of life for entire communities. So I think TRIO is a good pathway for that.
Higher education and first-generation college students, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange, as we talk to Rick Bailey, the president of Southern Oregon University, himself a first-generation college student, Randy Weber from Rogue Community College, the president there, also a first-generation college student, and Oregon State Representative Ricky Ruiz from Gresham, who is a first-generation college student. Will you all be part of the TRIO conference at SOU today?
Yeah, so we're going to be welcoming over 200 students here to SOU. Really, really excited to have them here. And so we have a full day's worth of events. So I'll be able to welcome everyone here starting later this morning.
Ricky Ruiz, I would think not everyone wants to follow your path to elected office, maybe especially now in this moment in human history. But just in general, what message will you give to the younger people listening to you speak? What do you tell people who are considering college, thinking about college, committed to college, but not sure about what they want to do there?
You know, it's all about perseverance. I really do believe that, you know, once you're surrounded with the right people, the right organizations, right, you will see opportunities come to you in a way that you didn't even think they existed in the beginning. My message to the students is to be able to continue to push forward, persevere through everything. There's challenges in life, especially right now with everything going on. We just have to push forward, get surrounded with the right people, and just always never lose sight of the goal, which is for me, higher education or just post-secondary education. So whatever that looks like for every student that is there today in Southern Oregon, we ought to support them in the best way we can.
What's it been like for you to get familiar with the legislative process and the budgeting process and get familiar with the realities that seem to prevent Oregon from supporting its public institutions as well as it once did?
Well, you know, I just got appointed to be the chair of the Ways and Means Committee for Education. So I'm 1 week fresh in getting this appointment. And one of the things that I've been learning a lot, thank you. One of the things I've been learning a lot is we just turn an eye away from public universities and community colleges. And I think when you look at the workforce, when you look at the future, that's what we need to make the investments in. And gross to be 43rd in the state when it comes to this stuff, right?
So 43rd in the country, yeah.
We need to continue to move to become better and better. So my commitment to colleges and universities is that we're going to work together to make that, to move us from the 43rd place and get us closer to at least the top 10.
Randy Weber it seems like attraction programs, in addition to retention programs, get more important over time as we enter into this period where things are expensive and people aren't always sure they want to go to college.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I want to thank Rep. Ruiz for his efforts. His words aren't all that they're his actions. He's partnered with the community colleges on some significant efforts we've had over the last year or so. But it's around that attraction. So one of the things that I've been talking about a lot in our community is just that statistic that Rick gave around participation. If we're going to have smaller class sizes, how do we increase participation in post-secondary? And it looks different for some students, whether it's career training or a traditional baccalaureate route. So we work really hard to help people understand what does it mean to seek post-secondary education. And, you know, we have students who leave our industrial technology programs and they're making a very good wage. And they can do so in a year or less. They might not earn a credential, but they're getting very good skills that are in demand in our region. And I was looking at some enrollment stats the other day, and some particular CTE programs that we're looking at rolling into a bond initiative. In the last 2 years, those programs have increased by over 58% because there's so much demand for things like industrial technology, allied health, welding, nursing, things like that.
Knowing some real hard skills. Rick Bailey, for you as the president of a four-year university, how do you attract people, balance enthusiasm for higher education with some of the basic realities, like it costs a lot and program offerings are less than they once were?
Yeah, great questions, Jeff. So I would just say this, you know, we should be looking as a state, we should be looking at education as a continuum, right? And we should be fighting for education from pre-K all the way through the university level. I think where universities are particularly important, I think we are economic engines for the state, because everything that you heard President Weber say is absolutely true. We really need that workforce in all of these key areas. And at the same time, we also need entrepreneurs, and we need business leaders, and we need scientists, and we need teachers, and we need all of these other things that actually create profitability and opportunity that raise the quality of life, not just for those students and their families, but for every Oregonian. So they think the more that we do that, the better. The other thing I'll say is that the three of us show that there is, I mean, I can't imagine back in high school that we would imagine where we are now. None of that's possible without higher education. And so we're really grateful for that.
Ricky Ruiz will give you the final word. College, totally worth it?
Absolutely. you know, it's just for me, it's just an honor to be here with both presidents, and you can hear their passion in the answers they're giving. I wish I would have gone to Southern Oregon University or World Community College, because those seem like great institutions. So absolutely, I encourage everybody to pursue higher education if they can. And it's going to change people's lives.
And it's been great to talk to a panel of, a distinguished panel of first-generation college students. Representative Ricky Ruiz from Gresham, thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange. Randy Weber from Rogue Community College, the president, thank you.
Glad to be here.
And Rick Bailey from Southern Oregon University, always good to see you.
You too, Jeff. Thanks.